Falcons fans, we are being joined by brand new defensive end, Osu Umenyiora. It's been a bit of a whirlwind for you today. How are you handling it all, and how's it feel to be here?
Just an amazing feeling. I couldn't have asked for much more than this. It's a great situation for me. My family's here. Everybody's here for me, so this is home for me. And so I'm so excited, and I can't wait to get to work.
Let's get a little bit of important business out of the way. Have you thought about what number you're going to wear?
I've thought about it. You know, obviously 72 is out the question because of Baker. He's a great football player. So for me, I'm just going to find a different number, probably number 45 if they allow me to wear that. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a good number. If not, then either 90, old school Chuck Smith, mm-hmm. or not number 99. So whichever one of those numbers, I think it would be good.
Mm-hmm. You won two Super Bowls with the Giants. You know what it takes. What do you notice is the common thread between championship teams and teams that don't make it?
Well, for us, for the Giants teams that I was on, we always just believed because we were able to do it. So as players, you get to a point during the season where you just feel like you're the best football team, even though nobody else feels that. And, like, you really believe it as a team. It's not just, you know, blubber or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So for us, that was the thing that I think, you know, made us different. So I mean, if we're able to bring that here, if everybody's able to really buy into what it is that the coach is telling us to do, and as players, we police ourselves because the coaches can't be out there on the football field. Mm-hmm. You're the ones who have to be out there playing. So, you know, the players are going to have to police ourselves and, you know, really – push each other the way we were supposed to, and I think we'll be fine.
Along those same lines, you're going to have Asante Samuel, who also has Super Bowl experience, in the same locker room. How's it going to be? You two should be pretty familiar with each other from the NFC East.
Asante is a great player. I've met him a couple of times. A very good guy. You know, I can't wait to, you know, get to working with him. You know, I've heard about the type of character that he is, and, you know, that's my type of guy. So I think we're going to make this thing work.
Being that you've been in the Atlanta area for so long, during the off season, you don't have to worry about that transition that most free agents do with moving and finding a new place.
Right.
How much is that just going to kind of take a little bit of weight off of you in the next few months?
Oh, so much, man. I think, being here and having lived here, and I don't have to move, I don't have to try nothing. I'm just here. You know, I get to sleep in my own bed every night. You know, my son is here, my family's here. I couldn't have asked for anything better than this, and I'm so lucky to be here.
All right, well, let's find out one thing that fans need to know about you, the person.
One thing that fans need to know. I don't know. I'm just a regular guy, honestly, man. I don't do too much. I just, most of the time, I'm just relaxing, you know, spending time with my family. I like to go to the movies. I don't. It's nothing is what it appears to be. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what I'll say.
Well, welcome to Atlanta. We're so excited to have you here, and make sure to check out more with OC as we get into the summer.